Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2539.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
I would consider my father my role model. He was always a very hard worker. He always supported the family very well, and he ran his own business, and he did very well at it. So I was always very impressed with what he was able to do.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
The only person I could think of that I admire in the public eye would be Bill Gates. And not so much because he's so rich, but more because he was able to think of something before everybody else, act on it, and take a risk. And I think that's what I like most about him.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I hope so, but I don't know if they... I think it would be a very difficult thing to try to pick someone off of a donor profile, and I understand how difficult that would be, so I hope this would help them a little further with that.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm a very happy person. I'm a very trustworthy person. I have a lot of empathy towards people. I would say mostly honest and good.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
The biggest lessons my parents have taught me and my brothers is just to be good, honest, and hard workers. And that's probably the biggest thing that they pushed through us for our entire childhood, which has brought most to my adulthood.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The same: to work hard, to be honest, to be a person of your word. I think that's very important.
What makes you unique?
The thing that makes me most unique is that I have an ability to look at something with a fresh look, to be able to look outside the box on something, not to take old stereotypes or old images in on it, but be able to look at something new.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Mostly, we like to do a lot of outdoor things. We go camping, we go skiing, we also read a lot of books together. And that's mostly it.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why was this gift so special?
The most cherished present I've ever had would probably going to my... I was away at camp, and I had my parents call me and my brother call me, and it was something I guess took me out from surprise. They called me on my birthday, and I just didn't expect it. So that would be the most memorable. It was because it wasn't something that they gave me, but something that they actually thought about me.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy this holiday in particular?
My favorite holiday is Halloween. I like Halloween because it's a holiday that you don't have to visit friends, you don't have to decorate your house, you don't have to do any of the holiday things, but you can. If you want to, you can celebrate it as kooky and crazy as you want, but then again, if you don't want to celebrate it next year, you don't have to.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
My most unforgettable vacation would probably be when I was 17 years old. I went to Ireland with my parents, and it was a perfect age to do it, and they were able to take me out to see where they grew up, and they were able to explain a lot of how they saw Ireland and how it's changed, and I was just at the right age where they can explain that, where they treated me like an adult, and it was probably one of the first times I think I experienced that with my parents.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
Yes, we had two cats and a dog throughout my childhood. All the pets we found, or should I say they found us. And probably the closest pet I had was my dog. We found him in the woods by my house. And we actually found his mother. She had the puppies, and we took care of the puppies, and we gave them all away, and we were able to keep one of them.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I enjoyed soccer, running, played a lot in the woods. We Should Go Fishing.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
Most of the types of books I enjoyed in my childhood were biographies and history books. It's something I've always been interested in. Most favorite book as a child would probably be, we had a set of encyclopedias in our house, and they were actually in my room, and I would get in trouble staying up late just looking through the encyclopedias, reading all night.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
I still love history books and biographies, and I'm currently going to be reading Andrew Jackson.
What was the last book you read, the movie you saw?
The last book I read was John Quincy Adams. I'm going through reading the presidents one by one in order. So that was the last book I read. The last movie I saw was Munich.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
I like to play with my boys. We play in the yard. I like to garden. I like to go skiing. We like to read. I like to cook.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time, and why do you enjoy these activities?
Pretty much the same thing. I like to garden. I like to cook. I like to go running. I like to cycle. And I like them mostly because I like to be outside. I like to be outdoors.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
When I was younger, they would probably say I look like Ed Norton, but I never really saw that resemblance, so.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
My favorite period in history would probably be around the Revolutionary War. And it's just because there was a lot of great men who had a lot of different ideas, and most of them didn't even think that they were great men. And that's why I think I was most impressed by it.
What is the most important thing to happen to you?
The most important thing to happen to me was having children. My two boys, they're everything to me, and they are definitely the most important things that happened to me.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be, and what would you ask them?
It would be my grandparents. I've only really met one of my grandparents, and very interesting to know my grandfather on my mother's side, because he died well before I was born, so I would like to know what they were like and what their times in life was like.
What is your definition of success?
Happiness. To be happy is my definition of success.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration is politics. Of course, I end up watching all the political shows and listening to it on radio, but my biggest frustration is politics.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
I think, to be honest, to be truthful, both to other people and to yourself, I think it can make anybody a good person and a happy person.
What is your favorite technology and why?
My favorite technology is television. I believe that news and live news, especially throughout the world, has changed the world. It stopped a lot of horrible things from happening and brings news and lights and information to everybody about if something's happening somewhere in the world, and it makes other people want to solve it.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
My least favorite responsibility would be cleaning. The reason why is just because it never seemed like it's ever done.
Tell me about your educational background.
I originally went to college for culinary arts. I got my associate's degree in that. And I worked in the cooking field for quite a while. That's what I did while I went back to school. And I mostly cooked Italian cuisine. I love Italian food. I went back to school for accounting, which I'm still currently driving towards my bachelor's there.
Why did you choose this line of work?
Because I love business. I left the culinary arts field more because I met my wife. I always seemed to love business, but it was very time consuming on holidays, weekends. So I focused more on on the business aspect, which I've always was interested in. And I love it. I love business all in general.
What do you find interesting about your work?
Business grows. It doesn't stay. It's not consistent. You mean you got to change with it. It changes with you. Everything changes from day to day. It's like a competition. It's competitive, and it's always changing.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
My ideal job is to really be in the center of it all, to be involved with every aspect of the business. I love that. I think that's why I love accounting, and it's just that I'm involved with all aspects of the daily workplace and everything that's happening at all levels.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I think I would be a history teacher.
What is your dream for retirement?
My dream for retirement would be real estate. I've always wanted to just buy real estate, sell real estate. More of a hobby than of a career, though, but like just to have vacation homes and to buy property and that type of thing.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening for us would be going to a Broadway play, going out to dinner, staying out late in the city, maybe even staying over while we're there.
Tell me how you met your wife.
Me and my wife met through a mutual friend. He owned a restaurant. Her sister actually worked at the restaurant. And I went to visit him. Basically, I saw her and I fell in love with her. And for about 3 months, I had to chase her until she finally decided that she would date me.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's just a very good person. She's very caring, very emotional and feeling. She's just very down to earth.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Originally decided to participate, or at least brought it to my attention, because of financial reasons. And both my wife and I were thinking about, is it something that we should do? And we thought about it for a long time, and we decided if we couldn't have children, would we want this for us? And we decided that it's something that we would want, because we know how important our boys are to us. So we thought this is something how we could help somebody else out, and it helps us out.
If there is anything else you would like to add for prospective patients listening to this interview, what would it be?
The thing that I would want to tell someone before they have a child would be to really love the children, to encourage the children, because you're not only going to be their parent, you're going to be their teacher, you're going to be their role model, you're going to be everything for them.
This concludes the audio interview for donor 2539.